So you think the material, the makeup of the moon, that itself is not artificial?
No, the moon is made out of the surface material of the Earth. There is no doubt about that, zero doubt about that. But it doesn't have the heavy materials that the Earth has got, because obviously with the Earth, the heavy materials tend to sink towards the core, and we have different layers as it comes outwards. The outer layer, the Earth, the real skin surface, is what the moon is made of. I mean, the Pacific Basin, for instance, that is what largely where the moon came from.
All right, how could it have been manufactured, though? I mean, in essence, are you saying that there was nothing there prior to, or did they have something to sculpture and work with?
There was nothing there at all, and the Earth was, well, it was very young, but it was just a desolate ball of matter hurtling about. We're jumping the gun here, sort of, because the evidence that it is artificial is considerable, and it's only once you have to accept that you start to then consider, well, how can it exist? And then you've got to think about candidates. So half of our book, or more than half of the book, discusses the evidence as to why the moon cannot be natural, and the last section deals with who did it, sort of detective work, and we can only think of three culprits, shall we say, for manufacturing the moon 4.6 billion years ago. And the technique could vary slightly dependent on which of those three it was, but the fact remains that the only rational, sensible argument is that it was done artificially. And lots of scientists have said this before. We're not the first by any means, but we now know that whoever engineered it deliberately put a message in there, a very, very clear message to say, look what I've done. Pay attention. You need to know this.
In terms of what the moon does for this planet, let's talk a little bit about that if we can, you two. What are the benefits? The moon is where it is, and because it is, it's done some things for our planet. Let's talk about some of those. Alan?
There are a massive amount of things that the moon has done for our planet. Let's talk first of all about plate tectonics. This sounds a bit complicated, but it's what gives us a lot of our mountain ranges and also what leaves us susceptible to earthquakes. The surface of the Earth is composed of plates of material which are, if you like, floating on the underlying magma. These plates are massive, and they sometimes meet each other, and they've traversed the globe. Now, although it seems very inconvenient to us to have plate tectonics because of the earthquakes, at the same time, it's extremely important because it also produces volcanoes. Now, life demands certain prerequisites, and amongst these are the very minerals and the chemical building blocks upon which life is built. And without plate tectonics, life would therefore not happen. We would be in a very barren situation, like, for example, on Mars or on Venus, which have solid surfaces. The moon being so massive, first of all, prevented the planet from becoming solid in the first place, and also because it was so close to the Earth at first and had a much lower orbit than it has now, it created huge tides every time it passed over, and that's what sparked off plate tectonics. And without those, then we most certainly wouldn't be here. Also, the Earth is a very unstable planetary body because of the nature of its core, and no scientist disagrees that left to its own devices, the Earth would keep toppling over, literally. And the position of the moon and the very specific orbit that it occupies is what keeps the Earth upright on its orbit. And in addition to that, we need a very stable sort of seasonal element if life is going to develop on the Earth. If the Earth did not have the specific angle it has relative to the sun, then we would end up with a situation whereby the equators would boil lead and the north and south pole would be unbelievably cold. Mm-hmm. And there would be little or no temperate zone, and it's the temperate zones that really are the places where life formed and flourished. And once again, the moon is primarily responsible for the fact that the Earth has the orbit that it has.
If the moon was manufactured, how did they take this layer from the Earth and form it and shape it to form this massive structure called the moon?
The most likely explanation for that that we can see within our known understanding of physics is that they probably use black hole technology. We're getting very close now to being able to create black holes. In fact, in only a few months, we will be in laboratory conditions, in cyclotrons, creating extremely small black holes. Once you know how to use a black hole, which is a device that has tremendous potential in terms of its gravitational pull, then you could string a whole series of shielded black holes around the infant Earth. These would be able to draw matter from the surface of the Earth, which would form a stream at the desired orbit around the black holes, and ultimately the black holes would be turned off, and this stream of matter would eventually coalesce, after millions of years, of course, to become a viable satellite.
There is evidence for that, George.
That could have been used.
There is evidence for that.
Is there?
No. It's one of the strangest things about the moon is that, as Carl Sagan said, you cannot have a natural planetary object that is hollow. And the moon appears to be either hollow or have virtually no core. What it has got are areas called mascons, which are areas of mass concentrations around the surface of the moon. So instead of creating around a single core like every other body that we know of, it's got these mascons under its surface distributed in different areas, as though each was attracting material to it, and the closer they got to it, the denser the material. And the early moonshots from both the Soviets and from American spacecraft crashed into the moon because they assumed it was like every other object, and they calculated their landing on the basis of an object that got denser towards the center. Even now, when a vehicle flies across the surface of the moon, it goes up and down as it goes because of these areas of strange concentration of mass, which is entirely in accordance with the idea that a series of centers, such as miniature black holes, was used to create the moon.